You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. All that took place on the Lal Street is what I bring to you. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
After a range-bound session, Indian equity benchmarks Sensex and Nifty ended mixed on the 5th of September as investors remained cautious in the absence of any fresh positive triggers for the market at home. The market remained torn today, supported by positive global cues and the rupee's rise against the American dollar, and pressured by losses in shares of bank and financial majors after the Reserve Bank of India made it mandatory for the banks to link all new floating rate loans to specified external benchmarks. Experts say the net interest margin, that is NIM, of banks will be impacted by this move at a time when credit cost due to their asset quality is increasing. The Sensex closed the day 80 points, or 0.22% down at 36,644.42, with 18 stocks in the green and 12 in the red. The Nifty index settled 3 points up at 10,847.9. Among the 50 stocks in the index, 34 ended higher, but 16 incurred losses. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices outperformed the benchmark Sensex, ending 0.15% and 0.72% up, respectively. Barring BSE Realty, which was down 1.77%, Finance, which was down 0.99%, and BankX, which was down 0.91%, all sectoral indices closed the day in positive. Indices of oil and gas, metal, auto and utilities closed over 2% higher. Big names from the IT sector, including Tata Consultancy Services, that is TCS, was down 1.35%, HCL down 1.26%, Tech Mahindra down 1.07%, and Wipro down 0.21%, declined amid rupees rise against the dollar. Infosys, however, bucked the trend and closed the day with a gain of 1.6%. Auto majors, including Tata Motors, up 7.81%, Maruti Suzuki, Mahindra & Mahindra, Bajaj Auto, and Hero MotoCorp logged healthy gains on hopes of a GST rate cut. Prime Minister Modi has announced a $1 billion line of credit for the development of the Far East of Russia. FIRs have been lodged against NRC coordinator Pratik Hajela, accusing him of deliberately excluding genuine Indian citizens from the updated citizenship, this according to The Hindu. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that the government has no plan to ban petrol and diesel vehicles. FDI into India grew by 28% to $16.33 billion during the first quarter of the current fiscal, this according to government data. And finally, Congress leader P. Chidambaram got some relief as a Delhi court granted bail to him and his son Karthi in the Aircel Maxis case. But the Supreme Court refused to grant him pre-arrest bail in the INX Media case. Some stocks that were in the news today, let's take a look at them. Shares of Tata Motors surged 7.81% to 118.05 rupees on the BSE, even as the company said its August JLR UK sales dropped 20.8% at 2,726 units against 3,444 units in the same period last year. Mustafa Nadeem, who is the CEO of Epic Research, went on to tell Money Control, and I quote, "A double bottom formation is seen on the chart at the levels of 107, while largely the trend remains extremely bearish. There may be some short covering in prices, but we believe it would take a lot of evidence to play a contrarian bet at this point in time. One should avoid Tata Motors at present," end quote. Shares of Yes Bank jumped 4.12% to 61.9 after media reports suggested the private lender settled a case with markets regulator SEBI, which was related to the alleged disclosure lapses to the exchanges. Shares of Laurus Labs rose 3.06% to 336.50 rupees after the company received an establishment inspection report from the US FDA. Shares of Power Grid Corporation of India added 1.27% to close at 199.35 rupees, a day after the company was declared successful bidder for projects in Madhya Pradesh. Shares of Lupin jumped 3.24% to 765.55 rupees after global research firm Morgan Stanley maintained overweight call on the stock with a target of 1,003 rupees per share. Shares of Bajaj Finance climbed 1.38% to 3,295 rupees after media reports suggested the company is planning a $1 billion share sale by December. And finally, shares of Punjab National Bank climbed 2% to 61.10 rupees after the global rating agency Moody's Investors Service said it has affirmed the local and foreign currency deposit ratings of PNB at BA1/NB and affirmed the bank's baseline credit assessments. What happened in financial markets elsewhere? European shares rose for a second straight day after China said it would hold trade talks with the United States, raising hopes that the two countries will make progress on a dispute that has put major economies at risk of recession, this according to a report by Reuters. Asian markets ended higher on the 5th of September today. Shanghai Composite closed 0.96% up at 2,985.86. Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 2.12% and South Korea's Kospi rose 0.82% at 2,004.75. How are things placed for tomorrow? The Nifty index made a doji kind of pattern on the daily candlestick charts. The index witnessed profit taking at higher levels near 5 days EMA, but found support near 10,800 levels. Shrikant Chauhan, Senior VP, Equity Technical Research at Kotak Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "For the next few days, Nifty should trade in the range of 10,770 and 10,870. Below 10,770, Nifty would correct to 10,730 or 10,630. Above 10,870, Nifty could rally to 10,970 or 11,040. Technically, we're of the view that index is at an inflection level and major activity on the higher side is more likely in the near term." Unquote. That's it. I'll, of course, see you on Stories of the Day, which will be a recap of all other stories from across the world. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just 289 rupees for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code FREEDOM, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.